Acts chapter 21. After we tore ourselves away from them and set sail, we headed straight to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. When we found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went on board and set sail. After sighting Cyprus and passing by on its south side, we sailed to Syria and put into port at Tyre, because there the ship was to unload its cargo. We located the disciples and stayed there 7 days. Through the Spirit, they kept telling Paul not to go to Jerusalem. When our time there came to an end, we left and went on our way. All of them, with their wives and children, accompanied us out of the city. We knelt down on the beach and prayed. After saying goodbye to each other, we went on board the ship, and they returned home. When we completed our voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. There we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. The next day, we left and came to Caesarea. We entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. He had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. After we had stayed there for a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he came to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own feet and hands with it, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. This is the way the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard this, both we and the local residents urged Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Since he could not be persuaded, we said nothing more except, "May the Lord's will be done." After those days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us and brought us to Mnason, with whom we were to stay. He was from Cyprus and was one of the first disciples.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.